Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm not saying this field is safer than sitting courtside at a DeMarcus Cousins basketball game.
Well, that is not safe.
That was tough.
Hey, look.
I hear you.
What he had to do?
Hey, shut the hell up. There's my advice to you. You sit in courts. The fact that you didn't get your clearly you was saying something, because by the time DeMarcus turned to you, you had your middle fingers in his face.
Right.
The fact that nothing really happened, brother, you're fortunate. Mm-hmm. You are absolutely fortunate.
Now, that's what I'll be talking about, man. People would just think they say whatever.
But this isn't the NBA. There is no invisible line here where the ghost of David Stern is going to come down and put some fear into these guys.
And people think they can just say whatever at any time.
Of course, I don't know what the penalties are for punching a courtside fan in a different country, so maybe.
Might be prison.
It might be. It could be worse. So, in that regard,
yeah.
Thankfully.
Hopefully he's out of
trouble
there.
I want him
out of Puerto Rico. Because I don't know.
Also,
get him out of there.
It's Puerto Rico. I saw the way that those wrestling fans responded to Bad Bunny. I don't
know. First one of them to throw a chair at him.
We don't want no smoke, man.
Yeah, cuz, I mean.
Leave my boy Boogie alone.
I don't ever want to see that from cuz, man, because, you know, that situation could have gotten even uglier. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it got pretty bad.
It was bad.
That video of him walking to the locker room is pretty tough.
Yeah, but what if he was able to get into the stands? Like, was something like that's.
That's the thing. That's the tough part of this whole situation, whether they said something to him or not. Like, this isn't a situation that DeMarcus Cousins could win either way.
No, it's definitely
you
not.
You can maybe get your one lick in real quick, but then.
Just the fallout from that.
Yeah.
It was literally DeMarcus versus that whole damn crowd. Mm. And he egged all of them on until someone threw a beer, and then he lost it.
Yeah.
He lost it. He took, like, three of his security guards out.
And understandably. So this goes back to what, like, why are you throwing anything at this guy? Like, why are you throwing something at this guy?
It's that, we've talked about this before. Like, clearly it's not just the NBA. Like, people think that there's an invisible barrier right there where they can act how they want.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Luka Doncic acts like it's there too. We call Kyle. Luka be calling people courtside out their name.
He absolutely does. Luka get smacked up one time.
Yeah, it was like, hey, this is a two-way street, pal.
But yeah, that.
Yeah, the video of DeMarcus trying to get to the locker room is kind of crazy.
Oh, man. That,
that's kind of tough.
That's.
Boogie's a weird player, I guess, just legacy wise, because he had Hall of Fame talent, but just never really realized anything that could come with that.
DeMarcus turned around to fight and didn't really know who he was going to fight.
He was just gonna go in there.
Everyone was throwing it at him. Yeah, yeah, he was getting beer dumped on him all over the place at that point.
Yeah, and that's once again, man. It's, like I said, makes you think you can throw beer on somebody or anything on somebody? Because you don't like the team?
He got hit with one beer, turned around, then immediately got hit by like six more.
Yeah, man. Like I said, that was bad. That was really, really bad. It could have been even worse. So hopefully, you know, I mean, hopefully he's in a place where he can continue to play out there and finish up the season.
Yeah, maybe just come home, bro.
But I was about to say, like, is it even worth it at
this
point?
Yeah, maybe just come home, dog.
Just come on back.
Like, I know you got a love for the game. I know they're paying you. I am attempting to see how much. Either way, I don't think it's worth it, man. Come on back. I found a bunch of so DeMarcus been with that Puerto Rican league. What, this is his second or third year. I can't find a dollar figure.
Well, okay. Drum up the band.
I hear you. All right.
Drum up the band. This one's gonna be tough because you never got that deal from the
Kings. I was gonna say what would be a little bit tougher is figuring out what would have been DeMarcus Cousins' career earnings. And here we go. Obviously,
you
this
got a sheet
does,
of paper in there I can use? I'm going to be all out in here.
Oh, this guy not even prepared. Well, give me the win now. Well, give me the win.
In his defense, the company's short on money, and it's difficult for us to afford paper.
I found one.
This does not include any money from Puerto Rico, just for the record.
Okay.
The 11-year NBA veteran who was drafted number 5 overall out of Kentucky in the 2010 NBA draft. 11 NBA years for DeMarcus Cousins. Stunningly, his peak earnings were $18 million in the year 2017.
This was sad.
$18 million. 11-year veteran, former number 5 overall pick by your Sacramento Kings. Peak earnings again, $18 million. This does not include money from Puerto Rico. In one of the sadder career earnings in history, DeMarcus Cousins has earned. Hold on, Jesse, we don't have you on the screen yet. DeMarcus Cousins has earned what, gentlemen? We got 113 from Kenny Caraway. We got 90.
Close.
We got 98 from Jesse Tapia. For a gentleman who was on the verge of signing a $220 million contract extension with the Sacramento Kings, DeMarcus Cousins' career earnings are $94,281,285. Jesse Tapia with another victory.
You look like you had something you wanted to say. Do you want to say it?
I believe that was directed at you. And
yeah, I'm talking to you.
Do you have
Kenny.
Anything that you would
like you were
to
all happy.
Share?
Yeah.
That brings Jesse's win total to 10. Casey's win total remains at 4.
Job's not finished.
And Kyle has still quit the league.
Well,
as evidenced by the scribble on the mark.
I think I didn't start my run until mid-June last year, so, you know. It's about to happen.
It's the third straight game he said that.
It is. Like, in fact, I think you actually won one.
Yeah.
I'm like 2-1 in the last three right now.
Like I said, I'm going to reel off 8 of 10. You know, 8 of 11. I don't have to win all the time. I'm just going to reel off like 8 of 10, 8 of 11.
$94 million for DeMarcus.
That one hurt. DeMarcus was one of my favorite players at one point.
James Hamm reported that contract extension for DeMarcus was on the way. It wasn't 4-220. I don't remember what it was at the time. I think it was 5 and whatever the max number was then. I think it was 200, maybe 205, 203 for 5 years. James reported it. Mark Stein jumped on it a day later. It was Vlade commented on it. And then he was a Pelican. Then he was at the All-Star game, and suddenly it was all over. What holiday is in February? Is it President's Day?
Yeah.
Because I remember we were off.
Into that sort of thing.
No one was doing a show the next day. Then DeMarcus gets traded, and famous last words, we all go to do a show that day. And we're working like different hours, and everyone comes in to work, you know, for 3-4 hours, whatever. And yeah, quite a moment. A dark cloud was lifted, if I remember correctly.
My gosh. I had to call in on that one. I was like, hey, bro, you need to stop, man. You need to cut it out.
You called your boy that day?
Yeah. So you're
doing That's funny. He didn't say all of that when he had to face DeMarcus that day or that night or the day after. But, man, when he knew DeMarcus wasn't coming back, boy, his balls got big. He was Tyrese after the shot running around doing the Sam Cassell joint. All right, man.
I tapped in. I said, man, you got to stop doing this, man. Stop acting like.
Hey, Vlade was his BFF. They were best friends forever, man. Like, he was going to have his back. That's what the whole thing about me was about. Like, that was his boy. Mm-hmm. I hurt his friend's feelings. Mm-hmm. All right, man.
Yeah, that was that was crazy. And as far as, you know.
Yeah, Vlade did that whole press thing. There was like four people here. They were in New Orleans with DeMarcus. Mm-hmm. They weren't even back. He's holding this media scrum, but he's not talking to the entire contingent of media.
Right.
And then he drops the better deal 2 days ago, and no one follows up. Mm-hmm. Because they're gone. And I think everyone's staring at him like, what? And I'll never forget the look on his face. I had a better deal 2 days ago. And it became into this whole don't trust agents thing. And it's like, all right, this is why you don't put a notice as your boy. Mm-hmm. This is the difficulty in first-time general managers, period. It's also the difficulty in someone who does not have experience in a front office. I can't remember DeMarcus's agent's name. For some reason, I think we lost him recently. I don't remember who it was. But his job is DeMarcus. That's his job. It's not you or your franchise or the future of your franchise or Buddy Hield. It is DeMarcus Cousins. It is his client. So this whole thing about... learns you can't trust agents. Well, you're a dumbass for trusting them to begin with. Bro, think about when you were a player. Your agent rocked with you. Their concern was not Sacramento or LA or Charlotte.
Right.
It was you. And that is this whole, you get years into this. Yeah, then you, why do you think agents are becoming, Leon Rose, an agent? Becoming a general manager. Why? Because he has relationships with all the general managers around the league. People looked crazy at the Los Angeles Lakers for hiring Rob Pelinka. Rob Pelinka was Kobe Bryant's agent. Knew every general manager in the league. This whole game is about relationships.
Yeah.
Vlade didn't have them. I think we've learned Monty did not have them. I don't know if Wes had them or not. I just got the impression no one liked him. That is not the case with our current general manager. Man. That is a far, far. And what was BJ's last job, by the way?
Who?
BJ Armstrong.
Oh, he was an agent.
He was an agent.
Yeah,
these things go hand in hand, man.
Yeah, man. 100%.
But Bob Myers was an agent. Thank you. I forgot about that.
Right. And you need that in this game. And this is the silver lining. Not saying that it's guaranteed to make everything better, but this is the silver lining for having a guy like Scott Perry in there compared to the last 10 to 12 years of Kings personnel decision makers.
Mm-hmm.
None of them had those relationships.
None of them.
Not one. Not Pete, not Vlade, not Monty. None of them had the. So when people ask, like, why would it be different? You literally have a completely different type of person making the decisions now. Not a first-timer. And not a guy with no relationships and connections. And I'll tell you right now, this is just This is just Kenny Caraway. Once again, not reporting. If they are able to pull off a trade for a Trey or a Darius Garland, I'm pretty sure none of the regimes before could pull that off.
I'm with you. Completely.
That'll be 100% off the backing of a guy like Scott Perry and the relationships that he's created in the NBA world and in the agent world. So we'll see what he can do.
Hopefully it's something. There's rumors out there about the Kings having interest in Darius Garland. There's rumors out there about the Sacramento Kings and Atlanta Hawks having conversations about the Kings acquiring Trae Young. We've heard different incarnations of this deal, some involving three teams, some involving just the two. There's rumblings that there have been conversations for over a month now. You could take that for whatever you want. If there have been conversations for over a month and they're just now getting out now, why are they getting out now? Are they closer? Is this thing real? Who's holding it up? One thing I would absolutely...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Expect is should a deal be in place or should a deal come to fruition for Trae Young in the Sacramento Kings? Fully expect a 4-year, $229 million contract extension for Trae to accompany that.
Yeah.
It seems, I mentioned Zach Lowe earlier. Zach Lowe didn't believe that the Hawks were going to trade him, partly because he didn't know what the market would look like. Now, again, I don't know if this is Zach Lowe speaking on information or Zach Lowe just speaking, but there might be some teams who aren't all in on the idea of Trae Young for what would be the equivalent of 5 more years, 220, to, well, it would wind up being closer to $280 million, counting the year already under, the year he's already under contract. So that's fine. I've been through enough of, I'll sign. I'll do it. That's fine.
Yeah.
Keep working. Work on other deals.
Right.
But yeah, I'm good.
I'm signing up.
I'm good. Yeah. We'll see it. We'll get Jason Jones' thoughts on all of this stuff we're discussing when he joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I hate the members of my show, man.
Oh, man.
It's just acting horrible. Brother enjoys a little club soda once in a while, and everybody goes crazy. Not allowed to drink Coke Zero. Not allowed to drink Diet Coke on this show.
I mean, you can not allowed do to whatever drink clubs, you want.
Club soda.
You can do just whatever
Jesse
you
out
want.
Here it's ridiculing just, everybody.
It's just, don't try to tell us it's better. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's well, maybe to us it is.
And that's
better.
The thing. That's the thing. Me and Casey, like, yeah, it's fine. Drink your diet sodas and all that, but it's not. Just don't lie to us.
Oh, maybe we like it better. I think Coke Zero tastes better than all that stuff. Same with Pepsi Zero.
See, when's the last time you had a regular Coke, though?
I don't know.
Exactly. You've been brainwashed.
Yeah. I don't know if brainwashing is the way to put it, but
just having water, man. If I can't have what I want, let me just have water.
Some people want Coke Zero is what I'm saying.
Well, hey, they like it. I love it.
We don't keep soda at my house. It's just, it'll get drank. So we buy water bottles or whatever.
I don't keep
that's
soda
that's the
at
best
my
way
house
to
either.
Get water to.
That's, drink it.
That's been my technique too, but it has been failing.
Now, this is the other thing. Stephen Brown, and I love ginger ale. I don't care what Kenny thinks. Ginger ale, I just don't get it. I don't get it. My whole family, they love ginger ale. I don't understand it.
See, I could never
it
love...
It tastes like crap.
I could never love ginger ale. I can respect the game, though. It's not the worst.
All right. Well, let's bring in Jason Jones of the New York Times and get his thoughts on ginger ale.
Oh, the Dodgers win one damn game, and here he is putting the damn hat back
on. I'm representing for my people, man.
Well, Jay was out there at Money in the Bank at the Intuit Dome. How was it?
Oh, it was one of the better shows they've put on in a minute, I think.
I heard the latter. I haven't watched yet, but I heard the Money in the Bank match was really, really good.
Yeah, they both were. And I didn't get to Worlds Collide, but this is one of my favorite Instagram follows. So, you know, my Brown brothers down there and having a lot of fun on the internet. So I had to make sure this was the shirt I wanted to get.
That's a dope shirt. That's got some color to it. Yeah. That's a dope shirt.
Yeah. The one I wanted, they didn't have in my size. It was like the clown with the beanie on, with the little knives behind it and all that. So I had to settle for this one.
Had you been to the Intuit Dome before that, right?
No.
Oh, that was your first
I don't remember the NBA anymore like that. I had no reason to go. I mean, unless I was going for a show and I hadn't been. So it was my first time there.
What do you think? The lights on TV always look weird. Mm. It like the lights that they have, I think they're on the seats. Mm. I don't know if they're on the seats.
That was weird. I was like, it reminded me of when you're in a parking structure. That's how you figure out where you can park. Yeah. So I was confused, but I mean, they have like little charging stations there. So if you, bring your cord in for your phone, you can charge your phone at your seat. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lovely building, and it's like the way they have that, cause SoFi and like Jerry World have the big circular screen or whatever. Seeing that inside of an arena was different, but you can it does make it to where you can see everything. Like there's really nowhere where you sit where you can't get a view of the screen, because where I was sitting, I actually had a view of the inside part of that, because there's the inside view in that. So yeah, it's a dope building.
Okay,
good stuff.
No, too bad it'll never get used in June for anything, but WWE or whatever.
That's
a shot. That is definitely a shot.
I'm just harsh. Saying. I mean,
it doesn't mean he's wrong. It just means it's harsh.
Would
you think of R-Truth's return before we get to?
I thought it was cool, man. I thought it was cool that the people raised hell, let the people know that they did not approve of what was going on, and hey. So we got to start getting campaigns going. For people you want to see on TV, get a campaign going. I'm starting the Karrion Kross campaign. I'm like, the stuff he's doing is so good, and they give him like 8 seconds on television. Like, either advance this story, do something. This is weird.
Give Karrion a chance.
Yeah, I'm all for that, man. I mean, for him to bounce back from when he went from like a killer in NXT to Vince putting him in like that weird like BDSM outfit on Raw and letting him lose to Jeff Hardy for no reason at all.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think he's doing great stuff on TV. He's, you know, he's making the most of it. But yeah, I'm just one person. But yeah, that place went crazy when you realized it was well, I guess it was Ron.
Yeah,
it went crazy because everyone's going, "Who was that?" I'm like, "That's a black dude." Like, I'm like, "There's no way in hell he's already back." I said, "Well, I guess he is." I couldn't. I was like, my thought was, well, "Who the hell is that?" Like, oh damn, it's him. Okay, let's go. So, but yeah, it was a good show. Everybody, I mean, I had a great time down there.
Did you? It wasn't said specifically that it was all part of the show, but it was implied by Triple H. Do you buying that?
Sure. 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 They got the whole locker room to confess their true feelings for Ron, and it wasn't. That was proof. You know, that's money talks. They realized, hey, I think if you even remove just, you know, the wrestling world, it's in sports. There are people who are more valuable than just where they fit, say, in a lineup or in a locker room. You know, just because someone's not the top guy does not mean they're not valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a clear example. Just sometimes there's people who in everyone's job to kind of hold things together. You know, to kind of keep everyone's spirits up. And he's clearly one of those guys.
Yeah. We've been talking Kings basketball all day. There's rumors and rumblings. And you know how this time of year is. You don't really know what to make heads or tails of. But there's reports out there that, at the very least, the Sacramento Kings have had conversations with the Atlanta Hawks about potentially acquiring Trae Young. With Trey comes a 4-year, $229 million contract extension, almost certain in any negotiation with wherever he's landing. What do you think of Trey as the player?
I think Trey's a hell of a player. You know, I think he had the one, you know, deep playoff. I think he's a clutch type guy. You know, you don't worry about him in the final minutes of the game. I think he's a hell of a player. I don't know, you know, I guess the question is, you know, if he's your number one guy, you know, what's your ceiling with that? But he'd walk in and be the best player on the team off the bat, you know. But I think if you're the Kings, you probably don't want to bring back what you ended last season with. You got to do something different. Mm-hmm. What it is, I don't know. But, I mean, yeah, I think Trey's going to come up with a lot of teams. It's because everyone's assuming Atlanta's going to do some, you know, try to shake some things up. And I think a lot of it will come down to what happens with Kevin Durant first.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so – and I think also you have to look at that second pick with San Antonio, because they can go so many different ways. They can keep that pick. They can package some of the guys they have with that pick. They can package some of the guys and keep the pick. So I think this is going to be another one of those real crazy off seasons, and it wouldn't surprise me if Trey ends up somewhere. It could be one of those 5-6 player team deals where a bunch of guys end up getting tied to one deal and guys are moved all around the place. So I mean, I think Trey would be box office in terms of name, relevancy, so on and all that. But all depends on what you got to give up to get Trey. You know, do you want to make that financial commitment to Trey? I mean, because you can't make that deal and then lose him in a year. You know, you have to, you're making that deal because you believe he's going to be your cornerstone. Right. So, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. But I like Trae Young, the player, even though I heard he doesn't pass. He just learned how to pass the ball. Just learned how to pass the ball. So, not bad.
If you were the Kings, and you know their situation, you know what's going on with them, would you like commit yourself to Trae Young, give him the extension, have him here for, 3-4 years beyond this upcoming season if it was available?
If you don't make that trade without that commitment.
True.
I think if you're making that trade, because you plan to keep him around.
Would you though? Do you feel that way about Trae Young? Like, would you make the trade and make the commitment to kind of start building around him if you were the Kings?
I would. I mean, because what do you have right now? I mean, do you know DeMar's older? You know, I don't think do you want to build around a Zach LaVine Sabonis combination? I mean, you know, you can't bring back the 2022 Bulls next year. You just can't. You gotta. I think if you have a chance to get, you know, you're getting Trey, you know, you're getting Trey, you're getting a top 20 player in the league. Yeah. You know, and I'm assuming you would assume a deal like that would keep, they wouldn't be dealing Sabonis in that deal. So that would give you two, you know, top 20-ish type players. And I think to have a chance to make the playoffs in the West, the way things have shaped up, you got to have that, or you got to have supreme depth. Like, you got to be how the Clippers were last year when they just had, you know, they were solid with, you know, from James to Norman Powell. Then you get Kawhi. Then you got to have, you know, you got to figure out whatever your blueprint is. And if you're going to go with two players, you know, you're not going to have a whole lot of teams that have a better combo than that. It's just a matter of how you make it work, how you fill the rest of the roster out.
You feel like you can build around Trey?
I think you can build around anybody.
Or maybe Trey and Domas. Like, maybe that's the
I think that's together. How you have to look at it. You got to look at who you're pairing him with.
Yeah.
And I don't know if – I don't think Trey's ever played with a player – especially a big who could be creative and allow him to have time where he can just be a scorer and not to run about running the team. I know that wasn't Clint Capella, no. You know. So I think that that would be intriguing to me to see what you could do offensively with those two. Of course, the concern is going to be defense, but I think you can scheme and work around that in some cases. But I think that's compelling. I think. So if you're a team like Sacramento and you don't want to bank on, you know what, we'll clear cap space and we'll lure free agent X to the team in a year.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you can get a deal and get Trey to agree to, because to me, you only make the deal like that if Trey agrees to the extension. You know, you don't want to make that deal and be like, well, he needs a year to feel it out. You mess around, he'll be in San Antonio or – he'll be somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I think you only make that deal with the extension, and if those are your two guys, you know, I'm assuming, you know, but all like I say, you know, depending on what you're giving up, I think if I'm Atlanta, I'm asking for Keegan, you know, in a deal like that, and if I'm Sacramento, okay, fine.
Well,
you're all right, you know, because you're
there
getting
went the
stall.
Defender,
huh?
I said there went the defender.
Yeah, but okay, yeah. But I think, you know, that'll be on Scott Perry to go out there and find some more guys to do that.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get someone – if you're Atlanta, you're not making that deal to get Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan unless you're just trying to clear money off the books. You're going to want something young, a young player in part of that probably. Mm-hmm. Unless you're just saying, you know, we just want to clear the books, you know, and then start fresh and assume we're going to sign some people down the road. I mean, if you're Atlanta, you're crazy not to ask for whatever their best, you know, because it's not like Trey's like 35 years old. You know, what is he like, 26, 27?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're looking at possibly, you know, getting Trey's prime years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, if the deal includes Keegan to make that happen, that's, to me, more than fair. I mean, you probably have to throw in someone like, you know, maybe you throw in like someone like Devin Carter too, you know. You know, and you're going to need a big – that's why I said Zach, somebody like – you're going to need a big salary to make that work. Yeah. So, obviously, you're probably shipping out Zach LaVine in a deal like that. But you still got Malik.
Right.
So, you don't mind – I don't think you mind that when you still got – you know, you got a Malik – Malik's younger than Zach, right?
Yeah, he's around the same age as Trey.
Oh, yeah. They're not – it's not like – you know, so I think in that case, you – if you can make a deal like that, I mean, what you got, you know what you got right now. You know, you kind of know what a feeling for that is right now. Mm-hmm. So you got to try something, and to me, that would be something that would definitely be worth trying.
On the flip side of it all, RIP. if you're Atlanta, why would you be looking to move on from Trae Young? Like, what?
I just think they're probably just trying to reset things. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what are you? We've had 7-8 years down there, or whatever it's the case has been. I don't even know what that. I mean, I know they got Dyson Daniels. You know, that you know the young player. You know, kind of a core, but really, what is Atlanta right now? Like, what it? What are they?
I haven't known that for years.
I mean, you know, and it's kind of like you say, you know what? I mean, maybe it is time just to go ahead and start over. Like, not even that it's Trey's fault, but you know, I just don't know what they are.
It's almost kind of like, yeah, we kind of messed up with this. Maybe we don't want to invest that, what would amount to be 5 years, $280 million moving forward into Trey. With Atlanta, it might actually be more than that, now that I say that out loud, because if Trey can sign a 4-year to something with Sacramento, that means he could sign a 5-year, I'm certain, that 300.
That Brown Tatum type deal.
Yeah, I'm assuming he could approach that
kind of
number.
Like the situation that with Dallas with Luka, it's like, do I want to pay all that? Even though I think it's different for where the teams were. I mean, Atlanta wasn't in the finals last year or this year. Mm-hmm. But it's like, do I really want to commit $300-something million to Trae Young so that we can be in the play-in every year? Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's not like, you know, we've all been to Atlanta. I don't know if you've all been to Atlanta for a game. It's not like you can say, well, Trae's box office and everyone's coming to see Trae. People ain't flocking to no Hawks game. I mean, I could see a various reasons why they say, you know what, why are we going to bring Trey back and pay him $65 million or whatever it is for us to have a half empty building with half the town waiting for whoever we're playing to come to town so they can, you know, get loud in here. They're waiting for the Warriors, the Lakers, and the Knicks to come to town so they can have a packed building. I mean, you know, just not knowing exactly what Atlanta really is, I could see why they might just say, if we can get a bunch of young assets and picks, you know, we can make some, you know, we can start looking toward the future and just say, you know what, we got to one Eastern Conference Finals with Trey, you know, maybe that, you know, maybe it was a little fortuitous they got that far. But to me, they kind of, even though they got further, it reminds me of the Kings in 2023, where you get seduced by that 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like reality was the Hawks were not the second best team in the East that year. They had a good run, but they weren't the second best team in the East.
Right.
And you ask yourself, well, what did you guys do after that? How did you make this team better? What did you do to I mean, I can't think of what they did to get better.
Yeah, one interesting component that I just noticed looking at the Atlanta Hawks, slightly disjointed roster. Dyson Daniels played 76 games last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okongwu played 74. Richie State played 75. Trey played 76. No one else played 60. Like, they've had kind of a mismatch up and down, make some changes here. We got Clint Capella, DeAndre Hunter's that we've had all of these like different.
You trade Hunter to Cleveland. You trade Bogey to the Clippers. It's screaming, we just want to start over.
Yeah, it's screaming something, but I'm not exactly sure what it is.
Yeah,
but it's a disjointed mess. Is the point is it's a disjointed mess.
They're in that purgatory where they're not good enough to do anything. But if you have a guy like Trey on your roster, you're not going to be like a 20-win team,
right?
Unless he gets hurt, because he's going to win he's going to win you 15 just by being Trey Young, and then you'll get So I mean, it just might be time, and so it's not surprising. I think we all kind of expected his name would get out there, be floated a lot. It's like Kevin Durant, you know, anyone who plays for the Phoenix Suns, his name is going to get mentioned.
Yeah,
I just think it's going to, you know, Gafford's, you know, thanks to the lottery, think Daniel Gafford. Oh, I hope he's renting and not owning in Dallas, because one of those guys is getting traded.
Well, I hope Jason Kidd is too.
Well, apparently Jason Kidd's got some options.
That is crazy.
for those who aren't hip to that, there's a couple of reports out there. Oh, that the Knicks are really interested in Jason Kidd. A bit unclear if Jason Kidd is their top target, but yeah, that's a thing.
And stuff like that too. You never know whose side that leak or that rumor comes from. Is it the Knicks? Is it maybe Jason Kidd's agent? I don't know his agent, so I'm not trying to like smear, but you know, that doesn't just come out, you know, unless you've got someone who has no ethics.
Well, Jason Kidd is very literally the guy who said, I'd love to coach the Los Angeles Lakers, while the Los Angeles Lakers very much had a head coach. So I don't know. I don't know that Jason Kidd works on the same coach's code that everybody else does.
If he didn't have that legal situation, he would have been the coach. But, you know, they didn't. You know, he was clearly the coach in waiting when they hired Vogel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to put you on the staff, Jay Kidd. So when this guy struggles, we just kick you out. But then Kidd gets another job. So, yeah, that would be crazy for him to end up coaching the Knicks.
Yeah,
he played for them for like 8 weeks or something. Remember?
Yeah, a lot of people believe that it's up to Jason Kidd what he wants to do. If he wants to be the Knicks head coach,
that would be so crazy. It's like
it's a trade. There'd be a trade involved.
Yeah,
New York would have to trade with Dallas. Yep. Yeah,
I wonder what do you trade for Jason Kidd? Like, what do you?
How bad do you want him? If I'm Dallas, that's what I'm saying. How bad do you want him?
Give us Jalen Brunson back and you can have him.
I don't know if you can do that. Can you trade a player?
I feel like you'd be picked, draft
compensation because players
draft capital salary comes into play. Have?
I don't know, 20, 31, something. I don't know.
That's a good question.
I mean, they're kind of, yeah, draft picks. I mean, doesn't Brooklyn, like, have rights to most of their
They got a lot of them. They got a lot of them. Yeah. But the other thing that kind of came up, we talked a lot about Trae Young, but one of the reports was Trae Young or Darius Garland. If you're looking at those two point guards for the Kings.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who would you rather take a chance on? Darius Garland or Trae Young?
I'm taking a chance on Trae.
I agree.
I think Trae's a better player. And if you're going to take a chance, take a chance on the better player.
Knicks got to suit that. Knicks have their own 2026 pick, by the way.
Oh, okay. Good for them. Somehow, some way, they got that.
They'll flip that to get try to, like, hey, they're trying to get that and cobble up a bunch of other assets to try to get Kevin Durant. They'll be like, hey, we'll give you this. God, do you got, hey, who on our roster do you want outside of these five guys? Like, who, yeah. Who do you want?
Well, they might be willing to move Cat. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you believe the rumblings, Cat could be. Cat, Mikal. There's contract ways that this any Kevin Durant thing for New York works.
Yeah,
and I don't know if Cat is realistic. Mikal is 27 with a year left, 27 and some change, I think, with as an expiring.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Depending on, I have no clue what Phoenix
this
is going to
be
today,
a
but.
Wild off season. We're going to see some stuff that we don't. It's going to be something we don't even see coming happen. Why? It's going to be something like out the blue, some big name.
I think we already got that. We got that in February or January or whatever it was. I don't know if we're getting that again.
But I saw Wendy talking.
Giannis.
He expects draft around the draft to be when the movements are made.
Huh. Yeah, because now you can go up and now another, you know, what is it, how does it go? Like, you know, now that you get to the draft that, you know, that pick, whatever, you can use a different, you know, you're armed with more picks and all that and team. Yeah. Ooh, yeah, this will be a great year for a draft pick to not get too comfortable with his hat. He might get two or three hats that
oh,
day.
Oh, man. I hate when they make them brothers do that. Put the hat on and be like, yeah, you've been traded to such and such.
My favorite thing is when they're doing the interview, she's like, yeah, you know, hope you don't like that hat too much because you're not going to be wearing that much longer. Dude's like, yeah, I heard. So where am I going?
Damn it.
Mind you, most of these kids are like 18 years old.
Like, don't give his family that hat. They run, no, no. You're not going to Chicago. You're going to Orlando.
Oh, man. Can you imagine thinking, like, you're going to the San Antonio Spurs, you're going to play with Wemby and Castle and all these? Yeah, actually, we made a deal with the Charlotte Hornets.
Do you like Cajun food? Why? You're actually going to New Orleans. Like, okay, that's got to be, you got to kind of like watch your facial expression. Imagine you get that, they like tell you that. You're actually going to Portland and you're like, I thought I was going to L.A.
Mess around nope. Looking like Steve Francis.
Oh, that was an all-time classic. He wanted no parts of that. Like, why are you crying? It's like, what is it? They thought he was overcome with emotion. Like, oh, Uncle to Canada. The man wanted no part of that team.
No.
That was like the most. It was like, you're like, oh, he must be so excited. I'm like, I don't think he wants to go there.
Now everybody trying to rush off and get to Canada. Crazy
how life works.
Crazy times,
life,
man.
And they say life comes at you fast.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I'm with you, though. This could be, I mean, I think there are so many, like the Celtics, for example. You talked about Jalen's contract a minute ago. There's so many, like, questions. What are the Celtics going to do this offseason? Like, are they going to try to get under that cap? Or not the cap. Are they going to try to get under the apron? Or are they just going to run it back out there with Tatum gone? Are they just going to try to maintain things with Tatum out? You know, we talked about Trey. There's so many, and obviously Giannis looms. There's so many like questions headed into this offseason that it could create some Luka Doncic like tweets.
Yeah, because you look at Boston. If it wasn't for that apron, like, there's no question you run it back.
Yeah,
because you've still got a really good team. You know, if you've got Jaylen Brown, Derek White, Drew Holiday, like it might be Drew who gets traded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's crazy for as good as Drew Holiday is, he just keeps getting treated. That would just be crazy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, go ahead and trade Drew Holiday again, you know. You know, elite defender, good, you know, clutch shot maker. Okay. You know, yeah, we're all right. You know, go ahead and move you along to the next spot.
We talk about this all of the time, how, you know, it's obviously it's Drew Holiday, it's Trey Young, it's Tyrese Halliburton. That's who's getting traded. But in a lot of these situations, their contract is getting traded. It's not necessarily the player. It's a team trying to get under a salary cap. It's a team trying to trying to advance their timeline, so to speak, their championship timeline. It's teams kind of resetting their timeline a little bit with rookie contracts. Like it's almost like it's not always the player.
Right.
It's the contract attached to the player.
And that's what makes it tough a lot of times. But especially if you're a player, like you did nothing wrong. We just paid you too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like we think you're worth the money, but you know, if we're not going to win a championship, we don't want to end up. I think I saw one where it might have been with the Warriors break down, like, say, one of their end of the bench guys, and you factor in all the apron. Like, you're paying that guy, like, you're paying essentially $20 million just to have the guy on the roster.
That was Kelly Oubre. When they had Kelly Oubre, his contract was like $16 million, but it was like, I don't want to exaggerate, but it cost them like $60 million.
Yeah, right. Right.
It's crazy, and what it's done is it's made teams that used to be able to say, oh, there would have been a time where, say, if you're the Celtics or the Knicks or the Warriors, you wouldn't even care. Mm-hmm. We'll pay your luxury tax. We'll pay it. Now it's like, oh, do we really want to? You know, it's not just much the apron; it's what it does in terms of those exceptions you can use in the offseason. That's why the whole big deal. People in LA are like, come on, LeBron, take a pay cut. Let us have that other exception. And if you don't, we don't have it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, yeah. So there's just so many different layers. I think it's one of those things when the NBA put it in, even they didn't realize the effects it would have. You know, because you even look at OKC in the finals. If they don't win it this year, how much longer is that team together?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the nature of it. Jalen Williams will be a supermax guy. Yeah. That means
Chet will.
I mean, what, Chet got to go? I mean, you know, these are just the decisions that are going to have to be made now going forward. I mean, of course, OKC has like 800 draft picks to trade, you know, but still, that apron is the apron. Yeah. And now I think your draft picks also become valuable because now that becomes an affordable way to fill out your roster.
Well, I hate to say it, but you know who was right from jump? It was Draymond.
Well,
Draymond was like, we're being punished for right building there. Our team. Mm-hmm. Like you hit on your draft picks. You build through the draft. You do all of the right things. You're being punished. Like you can't keep your team that you organically structured together.
Right.
We told him to shut the hell up, but it turns out. It turns out, once you weed through the riffraff, my man's he's been right a couple
got
times.
A point.
He's made a hell of a point.
Yeah, it's like I'm looking at okay. It used to be like, hey, their window is eight. You know, you have like a long runway of a window. Now it's like your window is 3 years.
Yeah. Right. But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like because you know, especially if you have the draft picks like one after the like 3-4 years, like okay, eventually. This guy's got to get paid, you know, and then this guy's got to get paid. And, yeah, it's – and then if you're an executive, you're like, I hope that guy don't make all NBA.
Oh, right.
Like Memphis, you know, that cost Jaren Jackson how much money? By him – he missed all NBA by, like, a couple of votes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and then it happened to Klay Thompson a few years ago where he didn't make all NBA, so that cost – this is – yeah, I think I feel like the owners put in all these rules to govern themselves because they make terrible decisions. And so now they're all the quote unquote smart, good front, they're all going to pay for it because owners can't control themselves. Like even the idea that the salary is based on an award that the media votes on, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I want no say in how much money Sabonis is going to make.
Right.
I want no say in that. That's not my business. But because I happen to wonder, maybe think that Sabonis is third team and another guy doesn't think he is, that means Sabonis should lose $100 million. That's crazy.
That's crazy. That is wild.
Like if the Grizzlies want to give Jaren Jackson Jr. a supermax, they should be able to give him a supermax. It shouldn't be because this guy who covers the Thunder decided that Jaren Jackson shouldn't be on the All-NBA team.
Yeah. You know why that Jay's right. You know why this is happening. Timofey Mozgov.
Oh.
See,
Thanks a lot, Jason.
It's look, you can't trust these general managers to police themselves. So they had to create a collective bargaining agreement that prevented them from doing really stupid things.
Thank you.
That's all right.
I mean, I just had recovered and I moved on with my life.
Come on, man. You've got LeBron and Luka. You guys are you're
they
thriving.
Luol Deng. They had Luol Deng on the payroll for like 15 years.
I think Luol Deng is still on your payroll until someone proves otherwise.
I was like, did you amnesty him till 2030? How are you still paying him? My God. Funniest story, one of the people down there told me that they were like, hey, we're going to bring in Luol Deng. Oh, that'd be a great mentor for the young guys. What, a one-year deal? No, 4 for $70. What the hell? Why?
A one-year deal.
What are you guys?
No, remember, 4 for $70.
That was the year where the cap bumped up and teams were just like throwing money at everybody. Like, we gotta spend this money.
Mozgov was like 1202, too. It was crazy.
That was the most egregious.
Mitch Kupchak was at the door like that was LeBron. He was like ready for it. Like, oh yeah, dude, yeah. I was just like, I guess those good old days.
Hey, we got a Dodgers Giants series coming up, man. There's plenty of reason to be excited. Ain't got to worry about that.
Yeah, you know, me and Kenny were talking last night about the big win last night.
Stop,
you know?
Stop, bro, stop.
You know, yeah. He's like, hey, you know, Machado getting mad. We love that.
No,
love
Machado, that was actually pretty cool because I was watching the game and they had the ump camera on and they went to the ump camera while Machado was
and
arguing.
Machado's crashing out. I'm like.
So he's just all in
that
your
up. That's great.
He still owes that fan half of his contract, right?
No, leave Machado alone. Stop deflecting. We're going to beat your ass this weekend. That's the bottom line.
I don't understand what you mean by that, given that we're playing the Padres right now. We're not playing the Padres this weekend. I don't understand what you mean.
No, the Giants are going to lay the smackdown on the Dodgers.
Okay, who care? So?
Jay, we appreciate you as always.
Okay,
it's our man Jason Jones of the New York Times, a.k.a. The Athletic. Always a fun conversation with him. Great perspective of stuff happening around the league as well. Well, this was interesting.
Business may be picking up.
I'll just do it again tomorrow.
Until it happens.
Until something happens. Plus Game 3 of the finals. Make sure you're tapped in tomorrow morning beginning at 10 a.m. with the insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Denzel Clark. I see you, boy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.